I don't know if she's ever seen any polar bears in Goodyear, Arizona, or what kind of bears might even be there. I don't know what the wildlife is, Craig, in Arizona, except for llamas. I know they're out there somewhere.
Yeah.
Let's head out to Goodyear, Arizona once again with Tim Alcorn, who has the mayor of Goodyear at his side this morning.
Indeed, I do. Thank you very much, Bruce. As the mayor of Goodyear, Georgia Lord has joined us here at the table. And I actually saw you sit back in horror when you heard the temperature in Elyria, Ohio this morning.
I certainly did, and my sympathy goes out for the entire city.
Man, oh man, it has been a tough winter in Northeast Ohio, no doubt about that.
And there's no polar bears here. Let me make that clear.
I was going to say, I didn't think that would be an issue that you would be dealing with. I'm sure there are plenty on your plate, but polar bears are not one of those.
You got it.
Hard to believe that this is the Indians' seventh year in Goodyear, Arizona. What sort of impact with the Indians and the Reds has that made for this city?
Well, it's been a great partner. You've been great partners, and it's been great collaboration. And it's brought a tourism to Goodyear. We have more people coming from Ohio than ever before, not only during game time, but other times. We have a lot of homes that are being purchased by people from Ohio. So it's like having a brand new family, and we're growing. And we love it. And we're so happy that we see so many and we're going to be coming for the open day.
Well, for those who have yet to make the trip to Goodyear, talk a little bit about some of the things that would attract the people here, not only Indians baseball, but some of the other things that they can do while they're in the greater Phoenix area, including Goodyear.
Certainly. Well, first of all, let me just put out that we are now the sixth fastest growing city in the nation. So along with that comes lots of new restaurants. So just to give you an idea, we have a great new barbecue restaurant called Rudy's. We've got an Oregano's gourmet pizza place that'll be open in March.
I missed that.
I know. And one of your fellow radio announcers just said he'd been at Saddle Mountain Brewery Company last night.
He was with me.
Oh, he was with you.
But that's okay. You know, I am just getting thrown under the bus here this morning. But that's all right.
Well, it was a great time. Yeah, and
I
understand you had a tour of the workings of the brewery. That's just wonderful. And then we have people that really don't want to get out of their car. They want a hot cup of coffee and a good one. We have Dutch Brothers Coffee. Have you ever had that?
That I have not had, and well, I'm a coffee drinker.
Well, then you've got to try it. It's pretty outstanding. So, and people are fun at the behind the window. It's kind of like a happening when you get a cup of coffee.
Again, we're talking with Goodyear Mayor Georgia Lord, Craig and Bruce back in the studios. A question or a thought or two for the mayor of Goodyear?
Mayor, are residents of Goodyear embracing the growth you speak of?
Absolutely, we are embracing it because as a city, we've done very well, even during the recession, of making sure that we provide all the services. So when we recently did our survey, we have 97 people happy with about living in Goodyear, and they would recommend it to anybody throughout the United States. So that says a great deal about us.
Any idea, Mayor, how Goodyear got its name?
Yes. What would you think? What do you think? I think you drove on them one day, although you're kind of young. I'm not sure you were on the Goodyear tires back then.
No,
it actually comes from Goodyear tires. And, you know, there was back in the days when they were doing tires for airplanes as well as cars, you know, there was a certain type of cotton they needed. And so because they found out that Goodyear and the area surrounding Goodyear could grow this cotton, which they needed for defense, and they needed, of course, for the auto industry. So henceforth, Goodyear Tires sent their people out here, Paul Litchfield, to plant farms of cotton. So that's where our origins are. It's with the Goodyear Company.
Mayor Lord, earlier this morning, we had Mark Shapiro on, the president of the Cleveland Indians, and we talked about a vision, a plan for the organization. I'm sure it's the same for you as you guide the city. So where does the city go from here? What's the long-term vision for Goodyear?
Well, of course, population is going to happen. So we certainly have to have the proper housing for them, a variety of housing for people. We're seeing industry grow for us. Jobs are very important for our people. So we're starting to get manufacturing companies and fulfillment centers. And the one thing that we do have here, we have a very strong growth of small businesses. And you know, they're the backbone of cities. So we've I believe in the 70s of new business, around 79 new businesses recently. So it's growing, it's strong, and we're very pleased.
Very nice. Greg Bruce, any final thoughts? The mayor's making the circle here. So any thoughts for Mayor Lord?
I just wanted to know if you have an equal supply of Reds and Indians pins or hats just to wear around so that
I
you're
knew you got,
as
I,
a politician
I was
you gotta
for
have
that
to
this morning. Absolutely. You know, I have a hat with both names on the hat, one on one side and one on the other. But I have to tell you, I'm not picking favorites. You all try to get me to do that every year. But look, you know what I want? You know what we all want?
A World Series.
You got it. We want a winning team, all right? So you've got we're rooting for you. We're praying for you. So let's get down and get that team to be a winner this year.
Wouldn't that be so cool to have an Indians-Reds World Series?
It really would
oh,
be.
Oh, man. Can you yeah. imagine that? How fun that would be?
Yes, I can imagine that.
There's the vision.
Yes,
there's
that's the
plan. There we go. Mayor Lord, we appreciate you stopping by. And again, congratulations on the success of the city of Goodyear.
You're quite welcome. Thank you. It's so nice to see all of you again.
It's good to see you. Mayor Georgia Lord joining us here at the table in Goodyear, Arizona, as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. Guys, we'll send it back to you.